Tony Bobulinski testifies that Hunter Biden perjured himself multiple times in interview with lawmakers. By Wendell Hasebo on March 20, 2024. Hunter Biden perjured himself during his February closed-door interview with the House impeachment inquiry. Former Biden business associate Tony Bobulinski testified Wednesday. Bobulinski previously alleged that President Joe Biden is the big guy marked in a text message to receive a 10% stake in a joint venture with SFC China Energy Company, a company with close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Bobulinski provided examples to support his claim of perjury during his opening statement Wednesday morning. In the first example, Bobulinski questioned the timing of when Hunter began to work with SFC. 1. In Hunter's transcript, page 42, he states, "I officially began to do work for SFC when I received the retainer from SFC in early, or spring of 2017. Why, then, did Hunter yell at SFC Executive Director Zhang in front of his entourage as I sat right next to him in New York City on Sunday, May 7, 2017? Hunter was adamant that he was owed the rest of the $20 million SFC had committed to paying for the work he had claimed he had done in prior years. In the second instance, Bobulinski argued that Hunter did not tell the truth when he claimed that President Joe Biden never interacted with Hunter's associates. 2. On page 48 of his transcript, Hunter is asked, "He's never interacted with any of your business associates. Is that correct?" The "he's" is a reference to Joe Biden. Hunter responds, "Yes. Hunter arranged the meeting between his father and me at the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles on May 2, 2017. The sole reason Hunter wanted me to meet his father was because I was the CEO of Sinohawk, the Biden's partnership with SFC. I was a business associate." In his transcript, Hunter confirms that that meeting with Joe took place and incriminates his Uncle Jim for perjury by confirming it. In the third case, Bobulinski said Hunter lied about leveraging Joe Biden to receive a $5 million payment from SFC. 3. Hunter lied to the committee about important details concerning his money demands and threats to SFC on July 30 and July 31, 2017. He leveraged his father's presence next to him in that infamous text in order to strong-arm SFC into paying Hunter immediately and in the process defrauded the partners of Sinohawk Holdings LLC and Oneida Holdings LLC. The threat worked, as a few days later the Chinese wired $5 million into a company of which Hunter owned 50%. It's important to remember that SFC considered this money an interest-free loan to the Biden family, and planned to send more. I have the email from SFC to prove it. Bobulinski also testified that Joe Biden was more than a participant in and beneficiary of his family's business. Bobulinski said Joe Biden was an active, aware enabler who met with business associates such as myself to further the business, despite being buffered by a complex scheme to maintain plausible deniability. If there is no evidence of corruption, if Joe's conduct and the conduct of his family were fully legal and proper, then why are they so dishonest about it? Bobulinski asked. Not just slight misrepresentations of fact but deep untruths about the entire corrupt enterprise. Bobulinski, written statement by Breitbart News. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here and here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.